from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Buccos have a third base problem, not defensively, where Key Brian Hayes and Jared Triolo are both very good, but neither one of them can hit. Triolo, hitting .202, Key Brian Hayes and OPS under .600. So if they got an upgrade at third at the deadline, I don't think anybody would be upset with that. Their center field play has not been great, although Sawinski 2-for-2 last night made a really nice running catch in left center field. Corners, not great, apart, of course, from Brian Reynolds. DH is probably further down the list because Andrew McCutchen does get on base and Andrew McCutchen will hit the occasional home run. But the big fish on the market, at least that's been connected-ish to the Pirates, is Brent Rooker. And he has not played a lot of corner outfield this year. He's primarily a designated hitter. How would you feel if they traded for him as their primary DH? I feel like you're taking out one of your better offensive players to upgrade significantly, but then I don't really know what you would do with McCutchen.
Right, yeah, I don't see that happening. I mean, unless McCutchen, you had an agreement that he can, maybe their plan is that he could play in the outfield now, like towards the second half of the season. I don't know. You would think that they would do it at first because he's fresher, but if he could play some outfield, maybe. Maybe.
Now, they had on the PM team yesterday, Dallas Braden, who is a color commentator for the Athletics, and he said, while Rooker has not played a lot of corner, he's super athletic. So the way I think it would actually work is, if they traded for Rooker, you would play him primarily in right field at PNC Park, and then I think you could allow McCutchen to play a little bit more outfield, and I'd probably have Kutch DH more than Rooker, but I would have Rooker DH from time to time and say, Andrew, go play. Play in the outfield, man.
Yeah.
Now you can play right field at PNC Park.
Mm-hmm.
Not every day. You're old. But can you play it 2-3 times in a homestand? I'm not asking him to go play in some of the more cavernous outfields in Major League Baseball, but right field at PNC Park, he can still run well enough.
For sure.
To play out there, I think.
Could Rooker play center?
Nah.
No?
Nah.
Okay.
So that's the thing here, man. Like, if you're going to upgrade on the margin, which is what Jeff Passan reported from ESPN, I would hope that that would mean 2 outfielders,
mm-hmm.
a center fielder and a corner outfielder. Because if you got Rooker, he can cover up for a lot of holes because he's going to hit 35, maybe 40 homers this year. He did it again yesterday.
Yeah, he did.
So that would be a huge upgrade. But short of that, you got to get 2 outfielders. Because Sawinski, I mean, he's starting to come around a little bit 2-for-2 yesterday. If he's on my bench, okay. Palacios, if he's on my bench, okay. But I don't know who I don't love the center field options if you only add 1 outfielder, I guess is what I'm trying to say here. Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. you get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.